cauldron is a name used by humanoids for the realm of the intelligent fungus known as the Mycologues. In truth, the cauldron is the name of the most populated place, a city at the center of a dense, moist area where the Mycologues originated and now thrive. This realm houses many Mycologue institutions, aside from their storied library and academy of learning. There are also centers dedicated to alchemy, farming, the culinary and performing arts. Among the most controversial places in this realm is a forbidden school. Though motivated largely by the pursuits of science and higher learning, Mycologues do also study magic. Most magical studies happen within the academy. There, the tried and true traditions of the recognized schools of magic are taught. The forbidden school was founded to teach more cutting-edge and theoretical magical practices. Though the academics may view the teachings of the Forbidden School as dark magic, the students and teachers would argue that this is a narrow-minded view of what they do. Magic, to them, is a tool, and only as evil as those who employ it. And though many would argue, they do not train those that they view as evil. On a lonely island in a great swamp, the massive tower of the Forbidden School looms like a sentinel against the unknowable. Within the center of the tower, two students sit in a circular chamber, focusing on a silver mirror with an ornate frame. "This is pointless," says one of the students, a tall, burnt orange-skinned Mycologue with an oblong cap roughly half his own height. "Come on now, I can't do this by myself." The other student, a squat blue Mycologue with a wide disc-shaped cap and three arms, continues to stare into the mirror. "There's no way you can scry into the lesson. They put up wards and they have a whole network of spies that keep an eye on it." Squat Blue turns to their orange compatriot. "Well, I heard the wards were all in the fritz or something. And this may be our only chance to get a good look at it. Come on, get down here and concentrate." Tall Orange shrugs, sits back down, and resumes to stare into the mirror, gesturing his hands in magical poses. The two perform the scrying rituals for a solid hour, and gradually the room begins to darken, and the silver mirror starts to glow a dim blue. After a moment, a blurry image begins to appear on the surface of the mirror.
"What is that?"
Tall Orange asked.
"I knew it! It's some kind of portal, and it looks like something's trying to get through!"
As the image comes into focus, it becomes clear that Stout Blue's impressions are correct. In an area of massive forest, a funnel of swirling energy roils violently, and at its center, a formless shape begins to appear. Outside of the bizarre magical portal, known to most Mycologues only as the Lesson, a small army of Mycologues assemble around the perimeter with strange staff-like devices, buried into the ground. From the devices, strings of bright white energy crisscross the aperture of the gateway, seemingly holding the shape within a sort of cage.
"Who are they?"
Tall Orange asks.
"I'm not sure, but I heard that there's some kind of secret society that guards it and keeps folks from learning anything about it. I'll bet that's them,"
Stout Blue replies. The figures surrounding the Lesson begin to look around as if they'd heard something. The cage starts to blink in and out as the shape begins to move up and out of the portal. The more it comes into view, the less defined it seems to become. It has no clear shape or color. It appears to just be a mass of something. Even the material seems inconsistent, constantly changing from liquid to gas to solid and innumerable textures. Whatever it is clearly escaping the bonds of the strange Mycologues and their devices. Then all at once, the figures turn and look directly into the other side of the mirror, locking eyes with Tall Orange and Stout Blue. As the two realize their scrying has been detected, the mirror quickly pulsates with a blinding white and then shatters into a million tiny slivers. The two Mycologues, thrown to the ground, begin to pull themselves up, pulling shards of silver out of their skin.
"What was that?" asks Tall Orange.
"Bad news for sure. I think we're in a lot of trouble," Stout Blue replies.
"Yeah, whatever that thing is, it can't be good. What do you think it is? Is it an invasion from another dimension? Or another failed experiment? What do you think?"
"I don't give a shit. We just roped Master Sebulbus's most expensive scrying mirror. Our lives are over either way."
The two Mycologues begin to look for something to clean up the mess and someone to blame it on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 33. That's like a third of the way to 100, kind of, or to 99, really. But, you know, you round up because that's how we roll.
You round up.
Oh, a third of the way through this episode.
Just about. Yeah. So we're still here recording remotely, as if only moments have passed between the last episode and now, magically enough. Rick is still not with us for this recording, but Razor is still on the quest. We will see our favorite beardless dwarf cleric soon enough. So how's everybody doing today, as opposed to earlier today?
Enjoying the fact that it's a weekend for me. Although when this airs, it will not be a weekend. So hello from time.
It will be a Monday in January.
Whoa.
Or December or January. Probably January, actually.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. It's 2022 when this is probably airing.
Hey, nothing bad ever happens in January. Everything's probably fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wizard overlords are going great. So,
yeah.
As always. Yeah. So, last we left you guys, I put you through possibly the most annoying adventure in the history of D&D. So, I'm glad everybody had a good time doing that.
Yeah. I was not annoyed at all. Zika might have been a little bit confused, but.
Confused, yeah.
Yes. And that is what we were going. You're in the land of confusion. Not just a moderate hit for the supergroup Genesis in the mid-80s. Also, a cover of that song done by, I believe, Disturbed. Also, a place that you're in called The Spiral. This is the ever-widening spiral of the Slua, the entity of confusion, that ... all the things we said in the last four or five episodes. So, to quickly sum up, you went in a few rooms. They were very weird. You're all still alive. And now there are some possessed witches that just want you to let them regress a tree to being a seed or less than that, you're assuming. Some of the missing Kaliok, the
Nobody
witches,
regresses a tree in my town. Sorry.
Yeah, seem to be aging a silver birch tree in reverse. That you're not exactly maybe 100% sure what that means, but I guess you can imagine it's not good news for the Wenya. So to jump back into things, Zika, Nolan, Kiernan, Rain, and Fiora, the Knight of Brambles, are standing in a large circular chamber as three witches appear to want to start casting spells at you and make you go away. So before we jump into the action, I just want to jump really quickly into the heads of your characters, just for a moment, just kind of see where you're at going into the situation, just as a kind of a top-down view of your mindset.
Who do you want to go first?
You spoke, so you go first.
All right, that's me. All right, there we go. Well, Nolan does kind of operate in a weird haze most of the time, but he's also someone who kind of gets buffeted by the current a lot. So the weird letting go isn't as problematic to him, but the fact that the laws of nature as he understands it are not working is problematic. But happily, he has emerged from a pool unwet, like completely dry, not unwet. Unwet's not a word. He is completely dry. I know, everyone. I know. Please don't write in. Anyway. I'm an idiot. I get it. Okay. But, you know, so he's emerged from this and he completely confused. And then it's like, oh, there's witches. Oh my God, they're trying to kill the Wenya. And then they turned around and they were hostile to us. And now it's all right. We're good. I'm good. I know what to do. I can kill these witches. Great. So that's where he is. He has gone from, I do not understand the world anymore and how it works. And the Esog turned into a horse and a snake. And that's weird. I didn't know that was happening or that could happen. Can all Esog do that? I don't know. Also, but now there's witches to kill. No more questions. Let's do this. So that's where Nolan is.
Right. Cool. Kiernan, where are you at?
Oh, I'm honestly, I know that these Slua, from what we have heard, are kind of almost revered beings, if I'm to understand that correctly, and that they've been corrupted. So I'm kind of torn between knowing we need to do something about it, and also I feel like this place, Wenya's Hollow, needs them in a way to exist. So I don't know. I'm going to try to figure it out as I go, I guess.
And that is a really good point. The Slua, it's like anything else. It's not in and of itself an evil thing per se. It's just doing what it does.
Right.
You know, and like everything else, you know, everything in Wenya's Hollow seems to exist in like a state of balance. You know, we all know when balance gets thrown off, things have a tendency to go haywire. So, you know, the Slua in and of itself just wants to confuse and befuddle things, but something is making it act out. With that act out is somehow silencing the Wenya, and you're beginning to see kind of what's going on.
Right.
Zika, what are you thinking?
Kind of similar to Kiernan and in opposite of Nolan, where Nolan now feels, okay, good, I'm sure of what to do. I feel less sure of what to do because I don't know if we should destroy them or somehow find a way to restore these witches to a what presumably was their previous benevolent mindset as opposed to their current destroy things mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, and that's the thing, you know, all the things you're fighting, you know, the drow cultists, they were kind of written off, even though, you know, it's not like you were mercilessly slaying them. It's just, is it going to be the same case with these witches? Are they too far gone, or are they savable? You know, are they being controlled? Obviously, they're not operating in their own frame of mind based on everything you've heard about them, as they are, you know, helpful entities. And in their true forms, they would never do anything to hurt the Wenya. But maybe in their way, they're trying to protect the Wenya. Who knows? But they're definitely viewing you with malice at the moment. So we're going to step back into the now. And I would like you all to roll initiative.
All right.
Kiernan.
A whopping 9.
Zika.
11.
Nolan.
15.
Okay, so we will jump right in. All right, so Fiora is the first to go. So she draws her sword and pulls out her shield, you know, and she just speaks out in common. A quarrel is not with you, Kaliak, but we cannot have you doing what I think you're doing. And she will move forward and she will pull out her sword and go to attack one of these witches. So yeah, she swings her strange wooden sword at the witch closest to her. Will miss with a 9. She does get 2 attacks, and she'll swing again and roll the exact same thing she rolled the first time. Okay, so she swings out with her sword at one of these witches and misses twice, and that same witch will respond. So that witch that's standing right in front of Fiora, she rears back and opens her mouth, and a nasty spray of noxious fluid comes out of her mouth, and a poison spray is unleashed on Fiora. All right, she will just make the save. So that exchange happens. Basically, Fiora takes a couple swings at this witch, and then she answers the poison spray. Well, these things kind of negate each other and do nothing, and then we go to Nolan.
Well, she's attacking them. I didn't really want to go first, so I guess I didn't, technically. So, all right, I'll move up and I will attack, and I will say as I am doing this, yield and you will not be harmed. And I will come up, I will give them a beat to yield. I don't know how that works with actions.
Yeah.
And then I'll attack, so.
They're not giving you a yielding, you know, feeling.
Yeah, no, I know. So I will attack one of the ones that didn't spew poison out.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll make it a little bit easier to distinguish them. Fiora is fighting a female witch in blue robes. Nolan, you are facing up against a female witch in green robes. And then there is a male witch that is yet to be attacked in brown robes. So you go ahead and take your attack.
All right.
And you're about a move away from these witches, right?
Okay, yeah. So I move up and do my usual thing here, and I will... This one's going to just be a normal attack. So it's a normal attack. It's a 24.
That is a hit.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, if that's not a hit, I got to bow out right now. That will be 8 points of damage.
Okay. All righty. Wheel up to the Green Rogue Witch and strike. And your strike lands true. Then we go to that witch. We'll answer you. I went ahead.
Bring it on, witch.
So that witch is going to, once you strike it, she pulls up her arm, you kind of slash her arm, and then she puts it down, and then she just stares into your eyes, and I will need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Aha. I'm slightly better at this than I was up for. Still bad at it.
Okay.
That's a 4.
Okay. You are paralyzed as you have been held by a hold person spell.
I'm a person, that seems fair.
So yes, you gain the paralyzed condition, which means you right now can't do nothing. Upon that witch will move back across the room, about 30 feet away from you. Azika, it is now your turn.
That's useful. I'll just do this thing here, this lesser restoration spell on you. You remove one condition affecting you, and paralyzed is one of those conditions.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Ooh, so I will come up and just touch you lightly, and you will no longer be paralyzed.
Very, very good. Yeah, so Nolan sees the steely gaze of this witch and then loses the ability to control himself in any way, and then you feel a tiny little touch on your leg, and then everything's fine again as you look down and see Zika standing there doing magic on you. Kiernan, it is you.
Will a tad reluctantly shoot a few arrows at the witch that just put a spell on Nolan.
Okay, go ahead.
That is a 26 and a 16 to hit.
Oh yeah, those will both hit.
Cool. So damage is going to be 12 and okay. 7.
All right, so 19 total. Oh my, yes, that witch is in trouble. Alrighty, next we go to the brown-robed mage. Looks over at your direction and then disappears. Yeah, standing there all of a sudden, and there's just a quick blink of this blue flash, and the witch is now no longer there. And then we go back up to the top to Fiora, who is squaring off with the first witch, the red rope witch, and she is once again going to take a couple swings at this witch. That is the third 3 she rolled, and that is a 13, which also misses. And you will notice as she's trying to hit this one witch that when the sword gets close as it can, you see small like vines and brambles start coming out of the sword. And then once they miss, they kind of go back into the sword. It's almost like she's trying to do something with magic with her sword. But in order for that to work, she has to hit it. So get back to the red robed witch. And she throws up her hand and 3 magical darts of force fly, as she will magic missile our friend, a classic. And that will do a bunch of damage to her. And then she will move back. So basically, Fiora and the Red Robed Witch are moving back a move every time. She's just kind of forcing her back by, you know, spell, move, you know. Yeah. And Fiora will take a swing when she moves back because she can, because she did move. So she'll probably roll another damn 3. Oh, hey, look, a 19.
Hey.
Okay.
The magic missile goes off. The red robe witch tries to move back. Fiora takes another swing, and she does make contact with the witch. However, a mass of thorny vines come out of the sword and restrain the witch. And we'll see what happens later with that. Sir Nolan, you're fighting, right, you're squaring off against the witch in the green room.
And that witch moved away, correct?
She did move away. Yeah, she moved 30 feet back.
I will move up to this witch. I have to do a dash to get up there, but I will try to saunter and look cool while I'm dashing up to catch up to.
Well, it is dashing.
Yeah.
So you can look dashing.
Say, yeah. I'll do a little slide on the ground and pop up, superhero pose, and I will point my sword and go, "You are impeding our quest, and I declare you my enemy." That gives me advantage on the roll, so I can just sneak attack her while she's standing there.
Yes, you can.
And that is a 17 to hit.
That will hit.
I am going to sneakily try to pommel strike her so I don't
kill
her.
Yes, you can do non-lethal damage.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, like, you know, just try to, you know, feint there, and then if she dodges, just punch her in the side of the head or whatever with the guard. That's not great. 11 points of damage.
Okay. Alrighty. So you declare your sacred attack, smack her on the side of the head. She does not go down, but you see, after you make contact with her and clung her on the side of her head, you will notice that her eyes flash from white to green to white to green to white to green, and then back to white again, but she is not doing anything.
And I feel then a little bit better about not stabbing her now.
Yeah, and then she is going to
disintegrate me.
Yes. No. She will turn invisible. Zika.
So I'm sorry, was the one that went invisible last turn is still invisible?
Yeah, you can give me an arcana check to see whether or not, because that, you know what it looks like when people go invisible, and that looked like something else.
Okay. But I can't tell. Heat of battle.
Okay. Well, yeah, you think she might have gone somewhere, or it's just a different kind of invisibility, but you see the one witch that Fiora has restrained right now, and that's it.
Okay.
You know another, you know at least one of them is still here.
I will ask Fiora, is that thing you're doing a spell?
Yes.
The holding, okay. Well then, nobody
it's
wants
an entangling to try, strike.
Nobody wants me to try to dispel magic on these witches to see if they can be dispel magic on whatever that's going on with them. So since I can't do that, which I've been waiting to do for two rounds and still can't, let's see what I will do.
I mean, at least not this round.
Yeah, I'll try to kind of in the area in front of Nolan, I'll cast Fairy Fire to see if that witch is still nearby.
Okay. What's the...
You probably want a range or an area.
Yeah.
How far away is she? I'll tell you what the range is after I know that.
nice try.
It's a 20-foot cube.
Okay. Yeah, so if you do what, a 20-foot cube, like right
just
back...
Just like in front of Nolan.
In front of Nolan?
Okay. Yeah.
That will hit her, so does she get a save?
Yeah, there is a save.
Okay, all right. That could conceivably work. What's the
Dex save? Of 16.
Oh, she rolled an 18.
Ah, okay. So let me see if anything happens. Okay, so yeah, they're fine.
Okay, so scratch what I just said. You don't see her.
Yeah.
Kiernan!
Can I have Rain try to sniff out one of or both of these non-appearing witches?
You can have him give me a sniff roll.
Okay. Oh, that was a terrible roll. That's going to be a 12.
Yeah, he does not know.
Okay. I will then shoot at the one visible one if I still can.
You're shooting at the, okay, at the restrained witch?
Yeah.
Okay, that should be pretty easy. She is restrained.
How badly hurt does she look?
She looks completely unhurt because okay. she didn't take damage from that shot. She was just restrained by it, so.
Well, one rolls a 26, the other's a 15.
Yeah, you'll hit either way.
Okay, so damage will be, minimum on both, 14 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your arrow will sink into her flesh and...
Bite this thing if you can. I know you're in there.
And go back up to the top. Fiora has a witch ensnared in the ensnaring strike, and she will... Oh, okay, I see. The ensnaring strike does do damage. I'm sorry, she's not taken a lot of damage, I will say, but because she's not trying to do a lot of damage to her. But while she is restrained, Fiora is going to... she's going to... it's really hard for her to not kill things, weirdly enough. But, yeah, she is going to actually wheel around... She drops her shield. She will just attempt to do a full-on unarmed strike and just punch this witch and, you know, try to knock her out. Oh, she hits her. She will do some non-lethal damage to her. She's trying to knock this witch out, but it's not her specialty. The restrained witch gets punched in the face and it's got an arrow sticking out of her. She is not resisting the ensnarement. However, because she blinks her eyes and misty steps another 30 feet back away from Fiora and is going to throw an acid splash at her. And she makes the save. And as usual, this witch can't seem to hurt anybody with her cantrips. Okay. But she is no longer snared. Nolan, the witch you are fighting is really, really hurt, but also invisible.
All right. It's disadvantage to attack invisible if I have a vague notion of where they are?
Yes.
Or do I have no idea where they are?
You can try to attack the space she was.
Yeah, she probably moved, though. I need to move. All right. Well, who's around that I can see? I can see the one.
You can see the one that just blinked away from Fiora and tried to throw acid at her.
All right.
And the other one, you still don't know where the other one is.
Yeah, that's okay. As far as I know, there's not even another one. All right. Yeah. One, I can see how far away is she?
She is just a good 60 feet away from me.
All right. So I don't know that I can get there. Well, let's see. I mean, I can move. And
you
then can.
You could move and then dash, and you could be right up to her.
Yeah, I know. I just can't.
You're just not going to. Yeah. Well, you could dash with your cunning action and get up to her and just do a regular attack.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just run over and I'll just flat out run, put my shield out in front of me and just shield bash her. Hopefully into unconsciousness. We'll see.
Okay, yeah, go for that.
That is a 14 to hit.
14 will miss.
All right.
She has some kind of invisible barrier around her.
All right.
Like mage armor. Zika.
The one that Misty stepped out, I'm going to...
Nolan is fighting it. I'm fighting her now, but yeah.
I'm going to try to cast Dispel Magic on her, just for proof of concept to see if Dispel Magic does anything about the mental...
Okay.
Whatever.
Alrighty, so let me see. Dispel Magic...
Spells third level or lower go away automatically.
Oh, hey, bye-bye Mage Armor.
And each spell of fourth level or higher, I can make an ability check using my spellcasting ability, and the DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. So if it's not a spell, I can't spell it.
But. Right. So her armor spell is now gone. Well, give me a roll anyway.
Okay.
Just give me a roll.
That is 18.
Okay. You're not sure. Okay. She does still seem to be white-eyed.
Okay.
So... you're pretty sure whatever you did hasn't done it, whether or not it just wasn't strong enough or it doesn't work, you don't know.
Okay.
But you did drop her armor class down by 3 points, so. Kiernan.
All right, this is sort of crazy, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Oh, we love crazy things.
I'm going to use my rope and make a lasso and try to lasso her.
Okay. Give me a, I'm going to hate this, but give me a survival roll.
Survival. Okay.
That's like knots and ropes and shit.
Yeah, I got it. 18?
Yeah, you'd probably use sailor.
Yeah. Unless you are a sailor, which you're. Okay. You're able to make a lasso, so give me an attack roll. Hold on. Here's the thing, though. You're going to need to move up considerably to do this because I'm assuming, given that you're range, you're probably at least 30 feet back from where you started. So she's about 90 feet away from you.
So she's 90 feet. Okay, so.
Yeah, because she's moved back twice.
Oh, so I can't even reach her.
Yeah, because you got a 50-foot rope. You can move up to a place where you could attempt to lasso her later.
Yeah, I guess.
Or you could do something else because you know how far away she is.
No, I'll move up.
Okay, so you'll make the lasso and then move up? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Kiernan is doing his best cowboy impersonation. And has this lasso. That's when the brown-robed wizard reappears in the middle of the room and hurls a 4-inch diameter sphere of energy at Nolan. Spell attack.
Spheres of energy, my only weakness.
Does a 19 hit you?
Oh, a 19 hits me, yeah.
Okay, you will take some damage as you're hit by a chromatic orb. The chromatic orb will do 19 points of fire damage to you.
All right. I'm not going to lie, that's more fire damage than I want to take, but, you know, I'm all right.
And you'll also notice when this brown male witch reappears is that his flesh has a stony-like look to it. And back up top to Fiora, who is now tag-teaming this red witch, who, of course, now sees this brown guy. I just hate this! And then she looks at Nolan. You take the red one, I'll take the brown one. And then she misty steps over to the brown wizard and attempts to whack him with her sword and rolls a 10. I mean, she just, oh, good Lord. That goes back to Red Robe, who is looking at you and is going to, fuck it, the gloves are off. She's going to center a fireball on where Kiernan is standing.
Oh.
And that, yeah, based on where you've moved to, that should be able to catch you and Zika and now Fiora and the brown wizard, for that matter. So all of you make dex saves, please. The number you're looking to beat is 14. Anybody roll over 14?
Yep.
Okay. Not me.
Okay, so that is 19 points of damage or 9 points of damage. Nolan, a fireball has gone off behind you.
That's back there. That has nothing to do with me. All right, well, I will...
We're definitely done by the witch standing right in front of you.
All right, well, I will once again, in very flowery speech and grandiose thing, say, red-robed witch, you are impeding my quest, and you are an enemy of my quest, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure everybody wants to hear me say that every time, but I'm going to do it again. And guess who's getting sneak attack?
Yeah.
That is a 23.
Yeah, that doubles her current armor class.
That is 15 points of sword guard to the face.
Okay, her bell done be runged. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, and okay.
Suicide, I don't want to kill you, but you really have to stop fireballing my friends.
Alrighty, Zika.
Would I know if Shillelagh can do non-lethal damage, or does it always generally do lethal damage?
You can choose to do non-lethal damage with anything.
Well, I guess I'll do that. So
unless it says specifically you can't, and generally it's a pretty, yeah.
Actually, you said that the one who just came back, his skin looks like stony or something?
Yes.
I think I'm going to dispel magic on that individual.
Okay. You are going to need to roll, because that is a fourth level spell.
Right.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yep.
He did get hit by something, so he does have to make a... Because it's a concentration spell, which is really dumb, in my opinion. So
yeah. He might have already...
No, he kept it up. Okay, so yeah.
But I did succeed in dispelling it. I dispel any spell of
okay.
level.
So you do dispel his stone skin. So now he is not resistant to non-magic bludgeoning, slashing, piercing damage.
As a bonus action, I'll activate Shillelagh. We don't want to have to kill you. Please surrender and we will fix things. Which I'm sure will work because possessed people are always very rational.
The brown wizard at that point, almost in response to that, moves back and throws his hands out as if he is going to cast a nasty area effect spell, and then suddenly is paralyzed. And then you see standing directly in front of him a green-robed witch who looks worse for wear, holding her hand out. Errol, no! Get a hold of yourself! Then we go to Fiora, who is reeling from being slightly singed by a fireball, and she spins around and puts her blade basically at the brown wizard. If you can't control him, I'm putting him to my sword. And the red-robed witch, who just got clonged by Sir Nolan, she staggered back and then gets up to her feet, and then she looks at you, Sir Nolan, looks around, and then makes eye contact with the green witch. And then she casts a spell in his direction as well. And he is not only held by the hold person, but now is in a spider web as she catches web and just basically focuses it on him. Please. And then she looks over to you and says, you can stop now.
I will sheathe my sword.
And combat will cease here. Unless people want to keep beating up on a brown robe wizard or any of these other two, witches.
Yeah.
Get him. He's strange.
Yeah. So the other two witches go over to their brown robe friend and they hold him there. He's fighting against everything they're trying to do. And eventually, basically, they're just kind of forced to just kind of beat him down with cantrips until he shakes off whatever's going on.
We have an Aesog kind of... with a Shillelagh who could beat him. I mean, we can jump in if they need any help.
It doesn't take very long, yeah. He can't really do anything to stop them, so they're basically just like, it seems to be just, you just got to smack these people until it wears off. But they're
finally, you know, a problem we can solve with violence.
Exactly. Yeah, that was exactly what you needed to do, was just beat these people up until, you know, until they got their senses, which is what winds up happening. And as things settle, the Red Rope Witch turns to you. I don't know exactly what to say, but I guess I should be thanking you. I am Marin. This is Errol and Sylvia. We are of the Kaliak and probably have a lot of explaining to do.
Anything you can tell us would be helpful.
What has robbed you of your senses?
I can only assume that we've been overtaken by the Slua. The last thing I remember is the few of our order who still remained here in Wenya's Hollow had made the last ditch effort to transport ourselves into the spiral and fight the Slua and see if we could find out what the problem was with it. We opened the gate and it's the last thing I remember. And the other two witches kind of back her up. At that point, Fiora steps back. The witches look over to her with a very distrustful look. You keep interesting company. And then a brief conversation happens in Sylvan, which Zika understands.
Actually, no, I don't have that list.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, Druidic I have, but not Sylvan.
Okay.
So I'm as surprised as you are.
Alrighty. For some reason, I assumed you did, but you do not. So a conversation happened in Sylvan. Very hushed and deliberate tones to each other. It seems that not a lot of natives to this area trust Fiora, because she's an outsider. With the exception of Chinook, who, you know, obviously isn't here, because he wouldn't be here. But they come to an understanding, and then Fiora looks over to you. There are more of the Kaliak here beyond, we believe. There was about a dozen or so of their order that remained here. Many others have left the Hollow or hidden themselves. We are getting closer to the heart of the spiral. Points over to the sapling. This is one of the Wenya, and apparently the Slua was using these witches to reverse age this being and basically unmake it. If this is going on in other parts of the Hollow, that would explain in part why the Wenya have been gone silent. Their power is being diminished. At this point on, things are going to get much more difficult. From what we can discern, there is a chamber beyond here where the Slua resides. Not exactly sure how to enter it, but these Kaliak will remain here and try and strengthen this Wenya, but they really can't do much else at this point. They are, well, obviously weakened, but I can help them heal. I'm not exactly sure how we proceed at this point. The chamber beyond is, well... She ushers you over to a darkened area on the other side of this chamber. I don't know, maybe you can make more sense of this. This is not anything I've ever seen before. The area that they've been standing, they've been kind of blocking this dark area. So if you do follow her over, you see what appears to be an entranceway, another like big round kind of portal area, but it is covered in a kind of a sheen. It is a shifting mass of a yellowish white pus like fluid. I don't know what this is, but I think this is the problem.
Is it something that has infected the Slua, or is it the Slua?
The Slua is beyond this door, but this, whatever this is, we can't see beyond it, we can't sense beyond it, and I can't get near it. Basically, this substance looks like what was in the infected.
Right.
Zika, can you determine anything else about it? Magic or something?
I could certainly try to detect magic on it. See if
okay.
I can.
Yeah, you can go ahead. And if you want to do the ritual, you have the time. Okay, so once you have the spell going, or looking around the room and you see magic coming off of the inherent fey magic that is wafting off of Fiora, similar energies on each witch. One is a master of conjuration, the other one is a master of enchantment, and the other one is a master of transmutation. And you see those schools very clearly around all these people. When you look at the infection, it is mostly necrotic, but there's a lot of other things at play. You know, there is pretty much every school of magic contained in this on some level, but the largest single concentration is a necrotic energy. It's very, very old, and behind the necrotic energy, probably the most prevalent would be a transmutation effect that appears to be pulsating within it. It is inherently corrupt. I mean, it is corruption almost in a pure form, but it is also changing, it's mutating, it's becoming something. It appears to be trying to leech magical energy off of Fiora and the witches as you're looking at the kind of ebb and flow of magic in the room. But the closer you get to it, it's almost like kind of moving away from you. It's almost like you're repulsing it a little.
Never seen anything like this. This is some sort of magical corruption. And it seems to be hungry for the three of you, for you, Fiora, as well. It doesn't seem as interested in me.
Perhaps something to do with the fag?
Kiernan, if you step closer into Zika, you'll notice that Kiernan has a similar effect on it. And you can give me a, just give me a straight intelligence roll.
Me?
I'm sorry, Zika.
Oh.
Oh, I actually rolled pretty well. It's 19.
Zika, you and Kiernan, you're immune to the infection as it existed in Malshar. So this raw force of that infection appears to be somewhat repelled by you. You probably have something to do with that immunity, but you also know as this transmutation force gets stronger, that could change. Because you remember, like, one of the things about the disease back in Malshar was that it seemed to be evolving.
Right.
So your resistance and repulsion at some point might weaken. But for right now, it seems to be an advantage that you have against it. Razor would as well, and so would Rain. Nolan, unfortunately, never got touched by the infection, so as far as he knows...
Shame.
Yeah.
Want some?
I'm good, thanks.
You get over and give a big old mess of it, but it is not trying to eat Nolan, because Nolan does not have any magic within him right now. Plus, he goes out and gets some.
Well, I mean, there's the magic of our friendship, but...
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to give a shit about that.
And nobody does.
And that is when, from the other side of the room, you hear digging. You hear maybe getting louder as something is almost like burrowing through the rock.
I feel like that might be Razor. I don't know why.
Or it could be zombified Dwergar.
Or badger moles.
And that is when you see a wall caves in on the side of this chamber, and two stunning-sized figures come into view. And first and foremost, you see Razor.
Hey.
And then you see another figure at his side, about the same size as him, but is wearing a black cloak. The figure draws back the black cloak. At first, you think it's a dwarf, but then you notice that the dwarf is bald, has a long white beard, very grayish skin. And then for some reason, you see Razor standing in this chamber now with a Dwergar. And we'll figure out what the hell is going on with that the next time we see you in 2 weeks.
So, this is like the seventh weirdest thing that's happened to us.
Not
even registering. We're still looking at a big mass of gross pus stuff. You know, it's like, yeah. Razor, Dwergar, they will take a ticket and we'll talk to you in a minute.
Surprise, surprise. The corruption is a thing you kind of know what it is. Kind of. Mm-hmm. And who is this Dwergar that's with Razor? Why is Razor not trying to kill this Dwergar?
Mm.
Don't tell Rick, because we haven't even done this yet. But
man, it's going to be hard to play two characters at once. Pat, how am I going to manage?
But Rick's going to meet this Dwergar in his side quest that Rick and I are going to do. And we'll figure that out at some point between now and December. Thanks everyone for listening, and thank you guys for not killing those witches outright.
Hey,
yeah, good job everyone. We'll see y'all.
I might have if I was a little bit better on that first one, you know, I might have kept going, but you know, cool. Well, yeah, right. Thanks everybody for listening, sticking with us through our confusion.
bye.
Thank you everybody for listening, and once again we would love to thank our Apprentice Architect Patreons, Jillian and John Christensen, Kevin Mike, Suzanne Bell, and Caitlin Thompson. We could not do this without you. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/AOE podcast. Have fun. We'll see you next time.